Alison Krauss and Union Station are just out with a new CD. Paper Airplane is the first new album that the band and Alison have put together of all new recordings since 2004. Alison Krauss, who has a total of 26 Grammy Awards, grew up in Champaign-Urbana. She remembers most fondly her music teachers and the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. She also has a soft spot for Hessel Park, Garcia's Pizza, Monocle's Pizza, and Jarling's Custard Cup. Krauss told Illinois Public Media interns Gabrielle Parsons and Sony Toe that when she daydreams, it's often about where she grew up. Sony Toe and Gabrielle Parsons interviewed Alison Krauss for a project honoring Champaign's 150th birthday, Letters to the Future. Today on the Afternoon Magazine, we'll hear the interview and the title cut from Paper Airplane. One of the questions Toe asked Krauss, what does she love most about her work? Parsons followed up with a question about what she loves most about singing.
I like seeing things, you know, come to life. You know, you'll have an idea, and I like the process of getting there. I like working something up. I really like being in the studio, and you have, you know, an amount of time with a certain piece of music that you'll never really have again. And when you see something build and grow into something and become, you know, it comes to life, something you thought of or you only imagined, and it's the process of something becoming something is it's a fascinating thing to be a part of.
You're a great fiddler, and you have all these talents. Why did you choose to stick with singing? What do you love about singing?
I played fiddle first and then started to sing, and I really love doing the harmonies. And then as I've gotten older, you kind of like the physical aspect of singing. It's just fun to do. But then as I've, you know, grown into an adult, I like the experience of, without sounding cosmic, I like the experience of you know, being in kind of another place. When you're singing a lyric and a story, you know, it can change. The story in your mind kind of changes without you making it change. You know, I might be singing a verse that's about, you know, a relationship that's gone bad or that's suffering. And the first time I sing it, that verse might be about, you know, who you're in love with. And then the next time you sing the verse, it could be about, you know, your parent and how that relationship is suffering. And then the story will change without me forcing it to change. Does that make sense?
Mm.
It kind of takes on a life of its own, and you become, you know, a passenger on that ride.
I've put it all behind me, nothing left to do or doubt. Every silver lining always seems to have a cloud that comes my way. Anticipated pleasure or unexpected pain. No choice I fear. And love is hard to measure. Yeah.
What did you do to prepare yourself for this career, and do you feel that the violin was a stepping stone to becoming a singer, so playing that musical instrument to then using your voice as another?
The violin is kind of, it's a woman's range. And I've heard people say that I play like I sing, and you know, vice versa. But I know that you've got to be, because there aren't any frets on the violin, you've got to have your ear focused on being in tune, or you're going to get fired. So, that's a great question. Do I think it was a stepping stone? I know it was a really good thing to have, you know, some knowledge of an instrument, but some of the best vocalists in the world, you know, have never played anything. And what I did to prepare, I know that I played music and for the right reasons. And when I mean that, I did it because I loved it and not because I was after something. I loved playing music, and I love listening to it, and I love knowing why people, what makes them tick when they write, what makes them, what they love to listen to, what they listen to at night when nobody's around, what's the CD they want to hear. I love the mystery of it. You know, what speaks to somebody and what doesn't speak to them, why this CD over here is going to speak to this group of people and why this other one over here doesn't at all. I think it's mysterious. It's mysterious like painting is, why a certain painting can bring somebody to tears and someone else can walk right by it. It's the intangible that is fascinating to me, and I enjoy that chase.
And did Champagne provide you with any roots for your career and who you are today in any way?
Well, it provided me with everything. You know, when I can't, I still see, when I listen to music, you know, it's Illinois that I see in my mind when I'm listening, and the cornfields and how the land is, and you can see for miles, and you know, of every place that, you know, you travel, in the mountains and the hills and all that, you know, the farmland of where you grow up, and Route 47, 74, 57, all those highways that, you know, you take to go work or to travel, and that's what I see in my mind when I listen to that music that I was growing up listening to. Those are the images I have when I'm daydreaming.
Alison Krauss there on fiddle, and Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us from Raising Sand, the album that she and Robert Plant recorded and released in 2007. Alison Krauss was interviewed by Illinois Public Radio interns Gabrielle Parsons and Sony Toe. Sony Toe is an eighth grader at Jefferson Middle School and a graduate of Youth Media Workshop. Gabrielle Parsons is a senior at Urbana High School. She comes to Illinois Public Media as an executive intern through Urbana High's Executive Internship Program. The new album from Alison Krauss and Union Station, Paper Airplane, is just out from Rounder Records. For more information, go to illinoisyouthmedia.org, click on Projects, and then click on Letters to the Future.